This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. 603-283-6160 is the call-in number. With you tonight, it's Aria and Ian.
Yep.
And we're talking about the latest cryptocurrency news. Evidently, Bitcoin, they're saying, according to MarketWatch, that it initially gained more than 5%, but was last up just 1%. And they're attributing all of this to the latest ruling from the Comptroller of Currency, or whatever it's called, the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency, which is going to allow banks to transact with stable coins like U.S. Tether and possibly even DAI, as you talked about, in addition to wire transfers and ACH and things of that nature. So these stable coins just got put effectively on the same level as writing someone a check or swiping a debit card. And that's big news for cryptocurrency, and I hope to see more of that going forward.
Me too.
But
of course, the banks are going to take years to do anything about it if they move forward in any way, shape, or form.
They are, and I know their custodial wallets are coming. I know one day you'll install your banking app, and it will have a place right there for your Bitcoin. But I dread that, and I know it has
to. Just like PayPal does.
Yeah. I know it has to happen at some point for cryptocurrency to move forward, for the average person to become more exposed to it, and the banks are best suited to do that.
Right. Well, I mean, a bank helps for people because they don't want the responsibility of holding their money. That's why you give it to a bank, right? It's because having a stack of cash in your home is risky, and so people feel safer when it's in a big vault protected by the bank. And so they want other people to hold their funds for them. Of course, they also want to make, you know, some sort of an interest payment on it, even though banks barely even give a half a percent or a quarter of a percent on an annualized basis these days. So, I mean, it's a joke, the amount of interest that they pay, but people still would rather put their money in the bank's hands because it feels safer to them.
Every time I think about interest, man, I think about Capital One and my checking account, my savings account with them that they are still paying interest on. They closed this account. Well, they froze it in August of 2019.
And they're paying you interest on it, even though they've frozen your funds and you can't actually retrieve them?
Right. And it's like $650, so it's not worth it to me to, you know, constantly call them
cents.
Up. And, yeah. I mean, that's ultimately what it's like, 1 cent every month or something like that. It's completely stupid. I just, one day, I'm going to go to the mailbox and there's going to be a check there from Capital One, and it's going to make me a little bit happier. But it's not worth it to fight with them. But yeah, they're still paying interest on it. My latest savings account at a local bank is actually paying pretty decent amounts. I don't know what the percentage is, but it's more than one cent a month.
Yeah. Well, you might have more than $600 in it, too.
I probably do.
Yeah.
So, psychedelics, one of my favorite topics. They are replacing pot as the new favorite edgy investment, evidently.
Really?
Now, because psychedelics, or what's the term you prefer?
Entheogen?
Yeah, that's it.
The God Within?
Is that what that stands for?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They are becoming more and more mainstream, with places now legalizing psilocybin cubensis, which are magic mushrooms. Decriminalizing, yes. Thank you for the correction.
Or legalizing for medicinal purposes is what we saw in Oregon this year. It is now legal for therapeutic use, so you can take...
Can we say it? The science is settled.
At least the science is willing to look at it now, and you know, whereas before it was totally prohibited. So now we can actually have studies done on psilocybin and other previously fully illegal drugs. And, in fact, just to go back real fast to the first hour, you just reminded me of this. Skyler, the guest that we had on in the beginning, the guy that got arrested outside of Sununu's house, he said that the cops not only gave back his gun and his ammo, but gave him back his weed afterwards.
No way! Really?
Wow! Times really are changing.
That's insane. That is awesome, man.
Yeah.
Well, congrats on him for, you know, keeping his pot. So cannabis, it's still not fully legal in the United States. It's sort of a gray area. I heard there's...
Federally, it is still a Schedule I drug, meaning there is no medically... according to the federal government, and they're liars, there's no medical whatever reason or something to use cannabis.
Yeah, that it provides no medical benefit whatsoever or something like that. Yeah. And of course, that's not true.
Total bunk.
But I've also heard that there is some sort of momentum to getting that changed in Washington, D.C. Of course, who knows whether or not that's true, and who knows how long it will take, and who knows whether or not it will include legislation to provide condoms to Filipino hookers.
Yeah, there was a proposal within the last couple months that got voted on. As I understand it, Thomas Massie voted against it, not because he's against ending cannabis prohibition, but because it included a 5% tax.
Ah.
Federal tax.
Well, we know they're going to tax it. I mean, they've been taxing it into oblivion everywhere that they've, you know, sold it, whether medicinally or recreationally.
But all they really need to do is just take it off the drug schedule, and then it won't be federally illegal anymore. And then it can be up to the states to decide.
That would be ideal.
Yep.
But that's not the way the federal government does things. So cannabis is only on the cusp of many investors' comfort zones, but the family offices and high net worth individuals hungry for early stage edgy investments have already moved on to psychedelics. Marijuana's legal headway in recent years has paved the way for new interest in remedies typically relegated to the black market because, as we love pointing out, banning these things doesn't make them go away. It just puts them onto the black market.
Mm-hmm.
Companies that work with drugs like psilocybin, an ingredient in magic mushrooms, or ibogaine, used in, some Native American ceremony. I'm not going to attempt to pronounce it.
Ayahuasca?
Yeah, that's it. Thank you. Are proliferating, with early stage investors predicting such substances have an even better shot than cannabis at disrupting the $70 billion market for mental health.
No doubt.
Yeah. The question now is whether such aims bear out and in time to catch up with all the money flowing in. People see this potentially as a get-rich-quick mechanism, just like you saw in the early stages of cannabis.
Right. But which companies are going to be the winners, of course, is another question.
Yeah. They feel they don't want to have another FOMO situation here. Now, FOMO stands for fear of missing out.
And these guys are like, okay, I missed the boat on cannabis. I didn't invest in the cannabis companies and missed the boat. I better get it right this time and invest in these psychedelic companies.
They're saying the same thing about Bitcoin, saying that they missed the boat.
Well, the difference between Bitcoin and these companies is that Bitcoin is not a company. Bitcoin, right. Now, Bitcoin, there are human beings that are programming Bitcoin, but it's not like a corporation in the traditional sense, in that there's no CEO of Bitcoin, there's no, like, you know, board of directors of Bitcoin. There are programmers that contribute to code, and somehow that becomes a thing.
If Facebook ever unbans me, I'm going to put on my profile CEO of Bitcoin. Just to see who buys it.
But ultimately, that's not what Bitcoin is. It's not a corporation. And so when you buy Bitcoin, you're not buying the sort of human-run... I mean, there are humans involved, and in my opinion, the humans behind Bitcoin have screwed it up. Personally, it's not a form of money.
Yeah.
It's not a form of money like it used to be. But whatever those people do, they're not moving very quickly. So, you know, anytime soon, we're not likely to see any significant changes to Bitcoin. So you're just sort of buying this thing that is this concept that people can, you know, they can use it still. It's just expensive to use. And do you think that this thing, this concept, is going to succeed in the future is the question there, versus will this company run by fallible human beings with board of directors and shareholders or whatever, you know, you're betting on a totally different kind of a situation there. Will these people mismanage this company? Will their product, even if they're managing the company well, will the product actually stick in the marketplace? You know, and will they be able to beat the competition? Somebody could say, well, Bitcoin has a bunch of competition, too. And it's true.
Sure.
You know, one of these other cryptocurrencies.
There are a ton of cryptocurrencies.
Right. And one of them may rise to the point where it finally defeats Bitcoin and knocks it from the top of the heap. We're not anywhere close to that happening. But it could come sooner than we think, and it could come faster than we think. So, I mean, there are some similarities, but I don't feel like you're comparing apples and apples when you look at Bitcoin.
I was just referring to the fear of missing out that it's keeping people from buying Bitcoin. Because they're like, oh, I missed the boat on that.
And that's what they're doing here. But I'm just saying it's a riskier bet as far as, you know, putting money into some company that's going to do a thing, supposedly with psychedelics, is a much riskier bet than putting some money into Bitcoin and just holding.
Well, certainly Bitcoin has 10 years of history of
doing
what it does, and it's doing it very well, other than the fact that, you know, it's actually not useful as money anymore.
Yeah, and the odds that any of these companies are going to go up 300% in a year... not very good.
Never mind that Bitcoin was the fastest growing asset or the most profitable asset for the entire decade of the last
decade. That's right.
Not that you should look at it as an asset, but that's what the developers of Bitcoin have turned it into. This is Free Talk Live.
Moose is the German Shepherd and hasn't had any kind of health problems at all. He has been on Dynavite since he's a puppy.
DINOVITE.com.
We tell anybody that has a dog, if there was something that you could do right from the beginning so that you don't have expensive veterinary bills, why would you not do it? Get the Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Get some Dynavite. How happy your dog will be.
DINOVITE.com.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions, or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BainBooks.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Help support our international satellite channels at patreon.lrn.fm. That's patreon.lrn.fm.
It's Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. 603-283-6160. If you want to take control of the airwaves, just give us a call. Talk about whatever you want. 603-283-6160 is the call in line. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And to see you.
And we do a lot of fun stuff here in the Keene. Libertarians do a lot of fun stuff. One of those things we're doing this year is coming up in just under 6 months, I think.
Mm-hmm.
It's a liberty-minded event with voluntarist anarchist libertarians, and it's happening from June the 28th through July the 4th. It's ForkFest 2021, ForkFest 5, I believe. Just the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, it's decentralized, so there's no ticket cost. All you have to do is rent an RV site or motel room or just a campsite if you want. June the 28th through July the 5th at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. Check it out. If you want to learn more about it, visit forkfest.party. That's forkfest.party. You can find an unofficial link, a link to an unofficial Telegram chat there and the unofficial forums. Again, forkfest.party, June the 28th through July the 4th. I'm looking forward to that. And as I said earlier, looking forward to the returns of nightcaps once it's actually, you know, not 4 degrees outside.
Indeed.
Well, let's go to the phones. We've got David calling from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
I had a courtroom sexism story for you, which I can still share, but I see an interesting development here. Last night,
hey,
on
David,
your show,
I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry to interrupt you. Can you put your phone in that mode that we tested last night where it's not as loud? That might help quite a bit.
How about now?
That's a little better.
Okay. So yesterday, I had mentioned on your program my court-appointed attorney, and I mentioned her by name because it's public record, Roberta Yurchik, Anyway, for months and months and months and months, I had gotten zero response from attorney Yurchik when I inquired as to viewing the evidence of discovery, all of the discovery materials. I have seen zero of the information that I requested her from her on many occasions over the last number of months. And then I mentioned her on your program yesterday, even after she ignored the email that I had sent her earlier in that day. I mentioned her on your program yesterday evening and then sent her another email first thing today. And I almost immediately got a response saying that she was going to dredge up that discovery information and transmit it to me when she's ignored me for months and months and months. Hmm. So correlation, or what is it? Correlation is not causation, but it's interesting. And I have intentionally used your radio program, especially on the weekends when you're broadcast live over the airwaves in New Mexico, to get messages to people like our auditor, our governor, et cetera, because having lived in New Mexico for almost 20 years, I know if I mention any person in New Mexico on your radio, they will hear about it, including right on up to the governor and such.
Wow.
So
I think you're giving us way too much credit, but, you know, thanks.
It's happened on multiple occasions when I've said something on your program, and then shortly thereafter, and it might just be coincidence, but on multiple occasions like this one, something has moved. So it's rather interesting.
Well, so what was the courtroom sexism?
Well, the courtroom sexism was the same cases, and it was interesting to note that there are three different judges involved presently. There were four, but two of them are female and one of them are male. And because of the way my attorney, Ms. Yurchik, had been ignoring me regarding my input, my assistance in my own defense, I was forced, as you may remember, at the second that the judge calls my case in these hearings on the telephone, I immediately object in order to be heard on the record, because I have learned that if I don't immediately object and get on the record, that I will be railroaded in the hearing and not be heard at all, and they'll go off the record. And in the cases where, in the two cases, three different events, two different judges that were female, immediately they say, basically, shut up. Whereas in the case of the male judge, and let me give him credit because he's proved himself to not do this, Victor Valdez in Albuquerque in New Mexico did not do that at all. He actually listened in full to whatever it is that I had to say anytime that I had something to say on my case. Hmm. Whereas the two females, their response 100% of the time was to tell me to shut up.
Yeah, I mean, that's an interesting observation, and certainly there's so many different people that have had similar experiences, I imagine, within family courts, where they feel discriminated against because of their gender and or by the gender that is the opposite of theirs that happens to be behind the bench. Now, of course, the judges, I'm sure, will deny any kind of such discrimination, but it's an observation.
Right.
Well, so, David, thanks so much for the call. Is there an update to this? Have you had any luck with getting these charges dropped? Now, this is all about you calling the radio station still, correct?
Right, yeah. This was for calling into the University of New Mexico radio station, KUNM, just like a call into you, and them telling me to get lost and me refusing to get lost because our taxes pay the 100% of their budget, basically. And then they got me written up, cited, arrested, whatever, on four different charges. I have defeated the state of New Mexico by DA Raul Torres has surrendered to me on three of the four charges, and the fourth and final one comes to a hearing on this Friday at 9:45 a.m.
And what kind of hearing? Is this a trial?
It's status as a pre-trial conference is okay. What it's titled as, which
this has been going on for how long? When did they arrest you for this?
5 years ago.
Wow. It hasn't gone to trial in 5 years?
No.
Have you requested a speedy trial?
Oh, yeah. That's the first motion you file is the request
wow.
for speedy trial.
Did they deny it?
Oh, no. They have been giving me my speedy trial for the last 5 years.
This is it. Okay. Wow.
Yeah. Heartbreaking, David.
Yep, and they can't blame this one on COVID because it's been going on for 5 years.
Yeah,
so.
Man, good luck with that. Keep fighting the good fight out
Crazy.
There in New Mexico. I can't believe that. He requested a speedy trial
yeah.
and he's 5 years into this, and they're just now doing a pre-trial hearing.
Yeah,
that's absolutely insane. So we're talking about psychedelics here. The overlap between the two sectors, meaning cannabis and psychedelics, is clear. Both involve substances that are federally illegal in the United States and in many other countries around the world, which understandably puts off many institutional investors, but it also leaves the playing field open to high net worth individuals and family offices for whatever reason. Yet there are also huge differences. Psychedelics, which can involve intense side effect plagued trips, so can cannabis, are predicted to have the widespread recreational appeal of marijuana. And with all the talk about microdosing as a productivity booster or mood hack, which has little to do with the narrow regulatory pathways these psychedelic startups are treading, there's a fear the market could see a bubble just like cannabis did. Now, microdosing is actually a way that these psychedelics actually could become at least as popular and as purchased as cannabis.
Absolutely.
People just taking a few mushrooms or, a small dose of mushrooms.
Right.
Be more productive. And I hate the term hack with those life hacks and mood hacks and all this other crap. Oh, I hate that they even included that. But anyway, psychedelics.
What do you think?
603-283-6160. Should they be legal?
Doodle, Stuart, Harold, and Porkchop. Porkchop, his beautiful blonde coat is very thick. He's an Akita, German Shepherd, Lab, Husky mix. They did a DNA test on the four rescues. The first year is just a complete retraining. Lots of love, discipline, and daily upkeep. I'm a registered nurse and a personal trainer. If I eat healthy, then my dog should eat healthy.
DinoVite.com.
They need the vitamins and minerals that Dinovite provides.
Dinovite is nutrition.
Harold, the Border Collie Pit Mix, has the most beautiful jet black coat. Stuart, my rat terrier, has fur now where he never had it before. Doodle, he's a poodle cocker spaniel. His energy is tremendous. The Dynavite will make your dog happy, vivacious, jump up and down, wag their tails. It will make you smile.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dynavite at Dinovite.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
An Illinois teen accused of killing two people during a street protest in Wisconsin has pled not guilty. Kyle Rittenhouse entered his plea via teleconference Tuesday during a short hearing. He's accused of shooting three people during a protest in Kenosha, Wisconsin last August, killing two of them. Rittenhouse has maintained that he fired in self-defense. A federal judge in Georgia has rejected a lawsuit from President Trump's campaign seeking decertification of the results of the November election. The suit was filed on New Year's Eve, alleging widespread voter fraud. and Saudi Arabia and its allies will drop a blockade of Qatar as a U.S. brokered agreement is signed between the Persian Gulf neighbors. The accord ends a 3.5-year conflict. Saudi Arabia, Egypt, Bahrain, and the UAE cut ties with Qatar in 2017 over accusations that the country had supported terrorist groups. This is USA Radio News. As Georgians head to the polls on Tuesday to decide two runoff Senate races, many are already questioning what would happen if the elections change the balance of power in the Senate. California Republican Congressman Devin Nunes tells Fox News that he sees multiple consequences if the Democratic candidates win.
One is that this will justify the election, that they'll use this against Donald Trump. They'll say that there was no voter fraud if the Republicans don't win today. And then secondly, of course, you have the balance of power in the Senate. Having 52 seats, controlling the gavels, everything that I've worked on over the last 4 years to expose the malfeasance and the corruption here in this city, we won't have the Senator Ron Johnsons or the Senator Grassley's that will be able to subpoena people. And just think about how bad this is going to be, how they could cover this up, for example, if they get rid of the Durham investigation in Connecticut. It would be a travesty.
This is USA Radio News.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
FM on the decentralized Mastodon social media platform at toot.lrn.fm. Toot.lrn.fm.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves, talk about whatever's on your mind, like whether or not you think psychedelics should be legal, should be readily available for people. 603-283-6160 is the call-in line. Again, that's 603-283-6160. With you tonight is Aria and Ian, and I assume most people out there are aware that on New Year's Eve, we went to a bit of a party.
Yes, we did. Quarantine Space Disco.
It was not as big as some of the other parties that happened on New Year's Eve. Evidently, there was one in France that had 2,000 attendees.
At least.
Several arrests were made in Los Angeles, apparently. I was kind of disappointed that the cops never showed up.
Were you really?
Yeah, kind of.
I was not.
Because it meant my entire time there being the door person was completely wasted.
Oh, you know? You got to talk with some people.
That's it. I got to talk to every single person who entered. But, you know, it would have been fun to screw with the police.
I mean,
in the grand scheme, no, I'm glad they didn't show up.
Yeah, that was not the point. That was not the point of the party. The
right.
point of the party was to have a party.
Yes, and we did.
And we did.
But other places did not successfully have a party.
Nope. They failed, unfortunately. Well, they had the party, but they got cracked down upon, and it wasn't just France. Well, actually, France was interesting because the police failed at cracking down on that party. They actually retreated after the revelers threw things at the police and then lit one of their cruisers on fire or lit like a police van on fire. So kudos to the French ravers, man.
Well, they didn't hurt anyone.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, look, if once again, there's the topic of violence is being discussed in our chat room right now. And, I got no problem if somebody wants to oppose the police attacking them and oppose
sure,
it with
that's
violence.
Self-defense.
Right. So, like, if a cop is coming in and trying to bust up a party and they're going to hurt people because that's what they do, you know, I'm not going to shed any tears if some cop takes a bottle to the side of the head during that process of those people trying to defend their party. I'm not going to shed
Fair
any
point.
Tears. But that said, I do generally oppose violence as a solution. But in the United States, things did not go so well in places like New York City, which we did report on at least three parties in New York City being taken out by sheriff's officers or whoever, whichever goon squads were raiding those. We talked about that.
How large were these parties?
Some of them as large as 200 to 300 attendees. And here's another story from TheBlaze.com. Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department cracked down on New Year's Eve parties by deploying its Super Spreader Task Force.
Oh, God.
The strict clampdown resulted in hundreds of partygoers being detained, arrested, and fined. The Super Spreader Task Force was comprised of, quote, hundreds of detectives, patrol deputies, and specialized response teams. Unquote. The coronavirus lockdown enforcers crashed five large New Year's Eve parties in Los Angeles, Malibu, Hawthorne, and Pomona. The illegal celebrations were held in speakeasy locations such as upscale homes, vacant warehouses, a DoubleTree hotel, and shuttered businesses.
I'm confused what the point of even breaking up this party is. If it's all about the spread of COVID-19 or whatever, wouldn't the damage already be done by that point?
It would, but they can't just let people do this. Otherwise, they will be seen as impotent.
Ah,
see, that's
but they are impotent in the face of the spread of a virus.
They are. They are. But this is all about power. Okay, we know it's not about the virus. We know that the virus is going to spread. We've seen the evidence. I think it was during one of our Saturday shows, Captain Kickass brought in a study where they looked at the military, where the military put in, like, the military lockdown. Where they had like a special zone with participants in this study, and they were like cleaning the bathroom every time they used it. They were cleaning everything everywhere constantly. The food was, you know, sanitized or whatever when it was brought in. They were tracking every. I mean, they had all of the possible strictures that they could possibly have. And, you know, these people weren't allowed to leave.
And they're the military, so they're generally good at this sort of discipline.
They're doing what they're told, right? Like they're following the orders. They've got a protocol, and they're following it. And they actually had no significant – I think it was actually slightly more of a – or same or slightly more, like basically a statistically insignificant difference between infection rates within this study versus outside of this study. So it didn't matter how restrictive that they got. But what matters to the state is whether or not people obey.
Right.
And so they can't allow a party to go on – if it's known about, right, like if the word gets out that this party is happening and the state did nothing about it, then they look like, well, they're a paper tiger. They look like that they're telling people what to do, but they're not willing to put any force behind it. So, hey, go out and have a party because the cops won't do anything about it. So they have to do it. They have to make a show of cracking down so people know they're still in charge.
Yeah.
And so in our case, they didn't do that, which is nice, right? So that's the thing.
Sure.
When you do civil disobedience, you put the state into this position where either they look like they're being tyrants by cracking down on the peaceful activities, such as a candlelight vigil, or they look like they're, you know, not doing what they're supposed to, quote-unquote, be doing, right? They look like they've failed in their duties. They look like they're impotent. They look like their laws are meaningless, which, you know, is a nice thing to make them look like.
You know, it just occurred to me that picketing is illegal in residential areas in the area where Emperor Sununu lives.
Yep, New Fields, New Hampshire.
Is karaoke illegal there?
Karaoke is prohibited in, from what I understand, any business, basically. So, yeah, if you...
But it would be in public property.
They would come at you with disorderly conduct.
Ah.
They would say
that's their catch-all for everything.
Yeah, all they would say is, "Excuse me, ma'am, the neighbors have complained, and so therefore, if you continue to sing through that amplified microphone, we will arrest you for disorderly conduct."
Yeah,
I forgot about disorderly conduct, and that'll be a hard one to beat.
Yeah. So, parties are happening. What, you had an update about the one in...
Well, hold on. Let me tell you a little bit more about this one. Los Angeles news station, because again, multiple parties were targeted in the L.A. area. News station KTTV was on the scene on many of the parties that were broken up by the police. Based on footage, most of the offenders appear to be in their late teens and early 20s.
People who are at almost no risk.
Yep.
Got it.
Over 900 people detained, 90 arrested and or given citations, and law enforcement announced they recovered at least 6 guns. Because unlike New Hampshire, when you get arrested in California with a gun on you, it don't go so well. Like here, you get it handed back to you.
Right.
There, you're probably going to prison.
Jesus.
Quote, I've made it clear that we will seek out and take law enforcement action against all super spreader events occurring anywhere within Los Angeles County. According to Los Angeles Sheriff Alex Villanueva, he continued to threaten, saying, the goal of these enforcement actions is to reduce the spread of COVID-19 and the risk to our vulnerable populations. And we know that's not true, as we just discussed. The goal is to show that they're serious and that they're in right. charge. LASD, that I don't know which...
LA Sheriff's Department?
Yeah, maybe. Captain Holly Francisco said, quote, we are actively enforcing the super spreaders to protect against COVID. Once we confirmed there was a party here, we had our super spreader task force respond and detain the occupants. It's laughable, isn't it?
The super spreader task yeah. force.
Now imagine when you were becoming a cop. You know, you thought you were going to go after, you know, the murderers, the rapists, the drug dealers, or whatever you thought the bad guys were. You probably never imagined you would be assigned to something called the Super Spreader Task Force. I mean, it sounds almost pornographic.
How can they take pride in their work if they're part of the Super Spreader Task Force? And it does sound like pornographic work.
We are going, this is Lieutenant John Sattersfield, who said, we're going ahead and writing citations to the people that knowingly placed others in jeopardy by having a large gathering. There was no social distancing. There were no masks.
Oh, no.
It
the horror.
Was unsafe and irresponsible.
I'm just surprised to hear about this happening in Los Angeles County.
One frustrated reveler told KTTV, quote, we're tired of closing this S down. My people have lost businesses and all that S, and we just wanted to have some fresh air, man. That's what's going on. We wanted some fresh air. They come out with the tanks and all, man. S is crazy.
That's totally something someone from Los Angeles would say. 603-283-6160. Are these 18, 19-year-olds out of line? Let us know. 603-283-6160.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Youngevity. TeamGaday.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Liberty Radio Network, broadcasting the latest liberty-oriented audio content 24 hours a day at LRN.fm.
It's Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. With you tonight, it's Aria and Ian, and I want to say thank you to Doug, who is tonight's amplifier. This means he's a member of the AMP program. It's money that is used strictly to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live to help us get on more radio stations to bring the ideas of liberty to more people, to a larger audience. So if you like the show, if you like what we're doing, check out the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com. Doug is actually a platinum amplifier, which means he contributes $25 or more per month to the AMP program. Doug, thank you so much for that. Of course, we don't ask that much. We just ask $5 per month to get yourself into some of the cool little features like the AMP-only call-in line, which still technically exists.
It does.
The AMP-only Facebook group for those people who still actively use Facebook. So I guess the
I haven't had someone ask to get into that group for a long time.
Yeah. So check it out, amp.freetalklive.
It is there.
Yeah, amp.freetalklive.com.
The newest feature, Aria, is that there is a supporters chat room on our Matrix server.
Oh, is there?
That's what people really ought to go to, because Facebook, of course, can shut down anytime, anything they want to shut down. And
I spent most of the last year banned from Facebook. Yeah.
You keep coming back, though, don't you?
I come back and I post for like 2 days and then I'm banned again. So, I mean, it's not like it's detracting much from my life. This is what happens. I pop up, I post something a day or two later, I'm banned for 30 more days. I'm just like, all right. So,
you must be doing something right.
Evidently. Mm-hmm. Not from their point of view, though.
No. But thanks, Doug, for the AMP at amp.freetalklive.com.
Absolutely. So good news for Monero. Well, relatively good news for Monero.
Which is cheap right now.
Is it?
Yeah, I mean, it's actually, a lot of the altcoins have been just suffering in recent days.
Bitcoin Cash has done very well.
Really.
You're speaking relative to Bitcoin, though, aren't you?
Okay. Yeah, I'm talking about relative to Bitcoin. Bitcoin Cash has been tumbling. Dash has been tumbling.
I suspect Ethereum's the only one that has any chance of climbing.
Yeah, Ethereum actually has gained a little bit in recent days, and Dash is now below, let's see, 0.4% of a Bitcoin right now. The last 2 years have seen Monero... Did I say Dash or Monero? Monero is down below 0.4 of a percent of a Bitcoin. And over the last 2 years, the price of a Monero is down 70% compared to Bitcoin. So,
yeah, that's rough.
Cheap.
Definitely a good time to get Monero. If you actually care about privacy and having a currency that is actually usable as money, Monero is the one to go with.
When you look at the U.S. dollar price, it's up. It's actually up 180% in the last 2 years compared to the dollar.
Well, see, I prefer to look at it in terms of the dollar because at this point, I think people should be escaping from the USD into cryptocurrency rather than escaping from Bitcoin into better cryptocurrencies. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
That's fantastic. But most people have to first escape the USD.
I love Monero. I think it's a great crypto. It's the
I used first, it extensively at ForkFest last year.
It's the first one that is dark only, meaning or shielded only, meaning every transaction is a shielded transaction, whereas other so-called privacy coins like Zcash, for instance, 99%+ of the transactions on that network are public.
Yeah, you have to jump through a lot of hoops or something to make your transactions private.
No, it's not a lot of hoops. It's just you have to choose to make a transaction private, and most people don't bother.
If you offer, yeah, if you offer people the choice of doing something that's private, then you're immediately going to get people saying, well, why shield your transaction if you're not doing anything illegal? So I would just rather not have the option there at all.
Well,
just
make
it private by default.
The answer to your question is because they don't deserve to know.
Right.
Whatever it is you're doing, whether it's legal or not, no one in the government should know about it. And that's the nice thing about cash. You know, even though it's the dollar and the dollar sucks and, you know, any government currency is subject to inflation and there's problems with it.
Right.
The nice thing about cash is that it is untraceable, meaning that if I give you a stack of cash, as long as, you know, no one sees us do it, it's an anonymous transaction.
Yep.
And so Monero is the equivalent. You know, originally when Satoshi Nakamoto came out with the Bitcoin white paper, which, by the way, I believe, is it today or yesterday or something? It was like this week, I believe, is the 12th anniversary of Bitcoin, the 12th birthday.
Oh, wow. Happy birthday,
Bitcoin.
Bitcoin.
Yeah, being released to the world. And the Bitcoin was called a peer-to-peer cash system or electronic cash system, I believe, is what it was called. And that's what it is, but it's not like cash in that Bitcoin is traceable. So Monero is actually a more perfect, I'm not going to say it's perfect, but it's a more...
It's an improvement.
It's an improvement on the original Bitcoin. In fact, some people believe that Monero was actually also programmed by Satoshi Nakamoto, or at the very least programmed by someone who took on some similar mannerisms in the way that they spoke.
Online. I want to believe that Satoshi Nakamoto made Monero, so... I choose to.
Sure.
But there's no evidence to support it, really.
Who it was.
Yeah. And that's probably for the best. Yeah. Whoever Satoshi Nakamoto is and whoever made Monero, we should probably never have their identities.
Indeed. Especially Monero.
Yeah. But there is good news for Monero. Evidently, this darknet website, I don't remember the name of it.
The White House Market.
They have stopped taking Bitcoin, and you can now only purchase goods and services on their website using Monero.
I am surprised it took this long, honestly.
I'm surprised to find that there are still any darknet sites taking
Bitcoin. That have
Bitcoin?
Yes. Yeah, right? It's like, hello, why would you want to pay with Bitcoin when you could pay with Monero on a darknet? So for listeners that don't know, the darknet is it's generally considered what's available on Tor, but there are some other anonymous networks like I2P and I think Freenet is another one. But Tor's the biggie, and so any marketplace that operates under the cover of one of these anonymity shields is called a darknet market. Now, usually they're known for selling drugs, but there's other things for sale on there, such as, you know, fake IDs or hacking tools or other categories.
And some of these things aren't illegal or even shady. I'm sure if you really wanted to, for whatever reason, you could go on one of these darknet sites and buy a recliner.
I've never looked for a recliner.
I haven't either. I don't know why anyone would want to, but they probably could.
You could. I did see there was one site. I don't remember if it was Silk Road or when it was, because I've gone to a bunch of these sites over the years to investigate them.
Yeah, journalistic investigation.
And I did find Taryn Lupo's books.
Okay.
Libertarian books. Someone was, I don't know if it was Taryn himself selling them or what, but somebody was selling books on there.
Awesome.
So yeah, you can technically sell anything that anybody would want to buy. But yeah, I don't know if this is newsworthy because White House Market is the first market to actually do this, where according to Bitcoin.com, they have dropped Bitcoin payments and now accepts Monero only. The Darknet Marketplace administrators detailed there was an issue with a payment processor blocking Tor exit nodes, but the full transition to Monero was always planned. A number of crypto proponents have reported on the Darknet Marketplace White House dropping these Bitcoin payments in order to support Monero, which is also known as XMR. One individual on Twitter wrote, Okay, they're just saying the same thing. News.bitcoin.com confirmed the change by visiting White House Markets Onion URL. Now, if you don't know how to get to darknet marketplaces, here's a good way to do it. You can get the Tor browser bundle, which is downloadable for phones. It's downloadable for laptops, desktop computers.
I don't know
about
doing it on phones, though.
Really?
I mean, I know the technology is there. I know it's possible, but your phone is spyware. It's perpetually spyware.
That's a good point. I mean, certainly we know the NSA has abilities to access certain things that make it hard to really have any privacy whatsoever. But, I mean, if you are going to be using the darknet, you can do it that way. You know, it's probably better to do it over Tor. Well, I mean, you can't get to darknet sites if you don't use Tor, so it's like, okay. But I agree with you, Arya.
I mean, the safest way, if you really want to go all out there, is to get one of these Tor bootable drives and it's just
Tails.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is absolutely the safest way. And then you've got a little flash drive. You can plug into any computer, boot from the flash drive, and it doesn't keep any logs. It doesn't keep any files. That's absolutely the best way to do it. I would say the second best way is to do it on a Linux system, and everything else is dangerous, like Windows.
Oh, I would not do it on Windows. I mean, if you're going to use Tor on Windows or the darknet on Windows, don't do it for anything illegal.
Yeah.
Because Windows, also spyware.
Yep.
I mean, it's in their terms of service that it's spyware.
Yeah, absolutely.
But Bitcoin payments are no longer being accepted here, and that's good news. And if you don't want spyware, then go with Monero, because, I mean, at this point, we can almost say that Bitcoin it destroys your privacy, your financial privacy.
Yeah, they've got some really, professional tools out there available now to do what they call Chainalysis, where they are analyzing the blockchain, where they can say, well, where did this Bitcoin come from? And then, put the wallet address or the transaction in the system, and then it just pulls up whatever info that they need to find out.
Yeah, because it is all public. And eventually, if you posted a Bitcoin address to Twitter at some point, and your Bitcoins ended up in the hands of a darknet marketplace or whatever, it's not going to be pretty. It's not going to be good. They can trace it back all the way to the Genesis block. And again, Monero doesn't have that problem. So good on the people at the White House Market.
And it does say here that White House Market is the only darknet market that is Monero only. So kudos to them for that. I hope it helps them stay alive.
Absolutely. That's it for us tonight, but we'll be back tomorrow night. In the meantime, you can find us online over at freetalklive.com. Again, check out the AMP program for all of the cool little features we talked about. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Go to dark.fail.
This is Michael Dean from the Freedom Fiends. I've run websites since 1996 and have used over a dozen web hosts in that time. AgristHosting.com is the only one that hasn't broken my heart. Agrist Hosting's uptime and service is stellar, and their DDoS mitigation is the best I've seen. That's important because if you tell the truth in this world, you'll ruffle feathers. And some people will try dirty tricks to silence your voice. No matter what the haters hit us with, Agrist Hosting keeps our websites online. If you have a mission-critical commercial presence or a world-changing activism site, you cannot tolerate any skullduggery. So go with agristhosting.com. Have a WordPress or blog site, but you're not satisfied with performance or uptime? Or just want raw hosting? Want to pay with Bitcoin? Agrist Hosting specializes in high-performance hosting with personalized service. Go to agristhosting.com and click on the button that says Get Hosted. That's agristhosting.com.
Tehibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.